At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, listen to Starkey on Wednesdays. Actually, listen to him every day, but specifically on Wednesdays, you hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Last week, it was a Paul Skeens card. Good luck. Maybe Kenneth Gainwell rookie this week. I'm having a hard time coming up with...
He could go Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
What if they just made a special Steelers trading card and it was just the middle of the field, like the hash marks? And there was just a tumbleweed rolling through it.
Or there was that big, like, the no smoking sign with the orange, with the red circle.
The international no symbol. Or it was like a Mr. Yuck on it.
Yeah. Anyways, it's Donnie Football Debrief time, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Big Don?
The Debrief, November 24, 2025. We'll dive into a little bit of college football here, entering the final week of the regular season. Pitt needs some help, but they still do have a chance of making it to the ACC championship game. But I did want to get your guys' reaction to an article I saw on CBS today. The headline reading, Pitt's upset win over Georgia Tech pushes the ACC to the brink of college football playoff doomsday, suggesting that they will not get a team in if certain things go a certain way this weekend and then in the ACC championship.
I don't believe that.
I think that already got nuked, though, with Duke losing last week to – who did not obviously North Carolina. Who did Duke lose last week?
They lost to –
why am I blanking?
Virginia.
Yeah. Once Duke lost that game, that doomsday scenario where the ACC titleist would potentially be Duke and would be behind JMU – and therefore they wouldn't get one of the five auto, you know, conference title bid qualifiers. That's not...
North Texas has no good wins and got blown out by USF at home.
So they think that Pitt getting in there would be the doomsday.
And James Madison lost by more to Louisville than Pitt did. It's not happening.
Yeah, basically it read out that like the only teams with a chance were Virginia and Miami.
If Pitt beats Miami and wins the ACC, they are cruising into the...
That was my thing.
They're going to be the 11th
seed. If they get in...
The group of five school will be the 12, and they'll be the 11th.
If Pitt gets in to the title game and wins it, they will cruise into the CFP. It won't even be close.
Yeah, they'll have wins over Georgia Tech and Miami, and that'll be enough to get them in. Clemson got in with three losses last year.
They will jump several spots up in legit. If they beat Miami, they'll legitimately get sneaking up on like the top 12 just period.
I thought what happened Saturday night was one of the most Pitt games of all time is in terms of how they played, but also how fans consumed and reacted to that game. It was way less about, holy crap, we got up to a 28-0 lead. Even before the worm started to turn towards Georgia Tech, I already saw the preemptive comments from Pitt fans like, so how are we going to find a way to blow this game? What is going to happen in this game that allows for Georgia Tech to come back and beat us?
When it was 28-0, it was so comprehensive of a beating that I actually didn't have those feelings. And then when they did start to surge, it was – I'll say this. Lovelace's 100-yard pick six was one of the most genuinely shocking things I've seen from a Pitt team, because it felt like that worm was fully turning.
But then I was getting texts from people associated with the program and former players who were saying things like, it would be classic Pitt to get a play like that,
and
feel like
lose.
The game is over, and still
they did
lose
get,
the
they
game.
They did get you close to
the
it.
The fake
but...
punt being the play that had everybody triggered and made them think, oh my God, we are actually going to find a way to blow this
game. I was watching it at my house with some neighbors because we had had people over. And even after Turner hits the big run to put him up 42-28, people in the room, you know, they still could blow this.
I think you have to give Narduzzi props. And I know he's not, what did Dusty Rhodes say? I'm not the athlete of the day.
I'm not what the athlete of the day is supposed to look.
He's not what the coach of the day is supposed to be like. It's supposed to be a guy that, like, probably in terms of the way he presents himself as
slick
the head of the program, but more about, like, you know, like embracing the NIL and transfer portal and all those things, where I think Pat is still obviously kind of a holdover from, you know, the previous era of college football.
Well, it's also more that Pat usually has a very hard time, like, hiding his feelings on the matter.
They, unlike some other schools that I can think of, including my own, who got beat 70-7 by Notre Dame this weekend.
Could Notre Dame have scored 100 if they wanted to?
I think so. When Eli Holstein stunk, he had a plan B. Even some of these huge programs do not have a second quarterback to go to, man. He hit the eject button on this guy and said, we're going with a true freshman quarterback. And if not for that bold move and the timing of it too, when they did it, they wouldn't be in this situation right now.
Do you think there's any room for criticizing him and saying he still did it a little too late?
No, I do not, actually. I don't, because Holstein wasn't bad.
What about going right to Heinschel, like in the Louisville game at some point?
Still no.
Okay.
I don't really have an issue with that. I get it. Like, I think they would have won both of those games with Heinschel. I do. But I don't really have a lot of, like, regret over that if I'm a Pitt fan. And look, we laugh about some of the losses they've had over the years with him. Like, right when it looks like Pitt's going to turn a corner, they blow some game to a bad team that they have no business losing to.
Mm-hmm.
Since he took over, Clemson and Miami are the only schools in that conference with more ACC wins. Tell me if you actually think, if we're ranking teams in the ACC, does Pitt have the NIL, the resources, and the fan support to be that? No.
They're slightly, I think, below the middle.
Or right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. At best.
Do you agree with that, Donnie?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually think when you think about it, which, just like payrolls in baseball now, I actually think when you look at it reasonably through that prism with those expectations, he overall has done a pretty good job.
They're like the Minnesota Twins, probably.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He's also, if he pulls one more upset here, and they're a touchdown dog, and I think Miami is clearly better man for man, but you never know when Miami walks up into 35-degree weather.
But Miami's
whatever.
Got their head screwed on straight, because they look at this game like, we got to
blow
beat
Pitt
by 100 points.
And they'll get in.
To convince the committee to take us, and they might, because How do those guys sit in that room and say, yeah, we're going to take Notre Dame but not take Miami?
No, Miami's motivated.
Record and Miami beat them.
Miami's motivated. Pitt's not going to get like a Miami team that's packed it in at this point.
I think if Miami wins, they get two teams. Probably. And I actually think that's kind of just like 13-9. I think Pitt's going to have to beat the refs in this game too. The ACC is not going to tell its referees to, you know, jake the game for Miami.
But they'd rather have two than one.
And the commissioner's going to watch this game and root his ass off for Miami.
If Pitt wins,
100%.
If Pitt beats Miami, then it's the winner of the ACC title game. And you get one out of 12. Well, one out of the 11 available spots. I also, just for the record, I find it mildly endearing that when Pat gets asked about the fake punt after the game, he just goes, you know, I'm just a dumbass. I was a coach trying to make a play. Like, I don't know. There is some, like, he knows how to work a room in a very specific way. If you asked Franklin at Penn State during that, like, during his time there, if that had happened and they had lost, like,
by the way, don't get me started on that.
You're getting a snarky remark there.
You know, chewing every word as
he often
did. Don't
get me started on that, by the way.
On what?
What, I mean, I know.
Is it Franklin or Penn State that we're about to talk about
here? I know that he coached Craig, and I think he's by all accounts, everybody who knows him says he is a fantastic guy. Talking about Terry Smith. You're wearing a 409 Joe pin. We know what you're doing
here. It's a very cynical effort to get some of the worst people associated with that program who have money on your side
exactly.
So you can get the job. That's all it is.
That's exactly what that is.
It's more of a commentary that he feels he has to do that. That's the sad part. Well, like that he's got to get those people onto his side.
Because obviously Penn State is a massive fan base. They'll be the first ones to tell you that. And I don't want to speak for any of them because I'm not one of them. But I've been around enough of their fans to know this. There are still a gigantic chunk of them, many of which still live here in Greater Pittsburgh, who don't want to go forward. They want to go backwards. And they don't want to get farther away from the Paterno era.
They want to re-embrace
it. They want to go back to that.
They're the actual victims.
So that's why when someone wears 409 Joe, those people come out of the woodwork and say, see, this is what we need, a real Penn State man in charge of the program.
The issue, though, too, is he's not wearing it to necessarily satisfy the hoi polloi. There are a lot of people with money, a lot of money, who have loud voices there who will pound the table for him. They didn't like James Franklin in part, and this story started to come out right after he got fired, because they didn't feel he embraced the Paterno history and everything enough.
What is he supposed to do,
which
Donnie?
I give him credit
Hold
for.
Hold on. O'Brien, basically, at the end of his tenure, was like, in true Bill O'Brien fashion, would like start cussing and just saying, I'm done with these bleeps, like these dead-end losers here. He was sick of them.
Yeah. I know that was a little extreme, but I get what you're saying.
That specific group of people, he was just like, I have tried my best to be like dignified and somewhat respectful given the situation, but basically these freaks won't take what I'm doing here as good enough.
And look, if Terry Smith had beaten Ohio State, or if they had hung on to beat Indiana.
He's 2-3.
That's exactly right. That's what I don't get about it. They beat Michigan State, who still doesn't have a conference win, and Thanksgiving is on Thursday. They beat Nebraska without its Fugazi, Patrick Mahomes quarterback lookalike out
there. Aren't they on their third
string? I think so.
At the very least, they didn't have Raiola, which is, you know,
in front of 50,000 fans. Wow, what a ringing endorsement for a guy to be a head coach. You want to harry Terry Smith? That's your prerogative, Penn State fans. Go ahead. But he's never been a coordinator before, to the best of my knowledge. The only program he's presided over is the Gateway Gators. He's a good recruiter. You know who else was a good recruiter? James Franklin. And you ran his ass out of town. So what is it really about here? Is it about wins or losses? Or is it about, I just like this guy more because he could tell he could spin a yarn about Tom Bradley like you can't believe.
He wore a pin. If he approached our boss, Craig Riley, and said $150,000 for you to be like, to help.
Gone. He's the GM.
He's out of there.
If he approached Donnie with that, Donnie takes back everything he said about Penn State
football. Notice
Donnie
was very silent here. He thinks he might be on Terry's radar. If I were Pat Kraft, by the way, their AD, I would be livid with Terry Smith for this. I would be. It's Pat Kraft's, I think, still trying to get away from that era and hold those people at bay. This guy's auditioning for the job, very obviously. I'd be furious. I'd be like, buddy, you don't have a chance.
It's also, like, by the strict definition of things, something he's not allowed to do. He put something on his sweater or jacket that's not like technically team,
right, team
game
approved.
Day
yeah.
garb,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. But it was just, it's just a very cynical ploy to get people who have never stopped feeling like the victims and who have money and influence on his side.
That was a Donnie Football Debrief. Thank you, Don.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.